264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Thursday, June 26, 2025 edition. Talking on the Senate floor during the flurry of these bills that did not go through the process of getting to the governor for signing. These gun bills, we're now finding out, are the ones that were left on the speaker's desk. Well, Senate Democrats reintroducing, getting them passed by partisanship lines, except for one of the bills. Three of the Rhino Republicans joined them. Well, near the end of the Senate session in Lansing yesterday, this is what happened. State Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican from Monroe, brought up this past Sunday's recent shooting incident at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne County. According to the city police, a 31-year-old suspect arrived at the church driving recklessly in the parking lot. He came out of his vehicle wearing a tactical vest, carrying a long gun and a handgun. The man reportedly started firing one of his weapons. Well, one of the other parishioners coming to the church was still driving his vehicle. When he saw the man with the tactical vest, the long rifle, and the handgun, he drove his vehicle into the man, striking him with his pickup truck. Two armed staff members of the church fatally shot him, killed him. So that no members of the church were harmed by the gunman. Bellino said, quote, "What happened at that church was not just an act of heroism. It was absolute proof that when danger comes to the door, it's a good guy with a gun that stands between life and death. We must stop vilifying responsible gun owners. We must stop passing laws that disarm the very people we depend on when evil threatens our schools, our churches, our neighborhoods, and God forbid, our Capitol building." After voting against today's proposed bans and penalties, Bellino said he'll continue standing strong against any legislation stripping Michiganders of their God-given, constitutionally protected rights. Stop and think about this. Right now, legislators, state representatives, and state senators that are fully trained and licensed CPL license holders are carrying guns in the Capitol. With them installing metal detectors, these legislators have a pass with those security guards to go around the metal detectors. These Democrats don't realize how many people on the Senate chamber floor, as well as the House chamber floor, are carrying a gun concealed. And like Bellino said, God forbid a shooter gets into the Capitol. These Democrats are going to get down on their knees and thank God that somebody in that chamber, whether it be the House or the Senate, has a gun to defend and shoot the bad guy. What they want to do is not accept the reality of what we're dealing with. First of all, 3D printing or making firearms from kits, no matter what legislation you guys pass, bad guys are not going to follow your laws. What part of this do you not get? The only thing your laws will do is absolutely be followed by law-abiding citizens restricting their Second Amendment rights. The bad guys aren't going to stop, but yet you're going to force law-abiding citizens to stop doing what they want to do. That's number one. Number two, there are so many guns out there, folks. They can be bought all day long on the black market. If you're a bad guy and you want a gun, you can get a gun. It's that simple. And these stupid laws are not going to change any of that. This is nothing less than grandstanding by the Senate Democrats, the very same idiots that passed the ridiculous budget that doesn't have a snowball chance in heck of getting passed in the House. And I hope and pray that these stupid gun bills will go absolutely nowhere in the Republican-controlled House. A complete waste of time in the state Senate yesterday. Thank you, Democrats. Instead of working with the House and passing a budget that has a potential of getting done, you guys waste everybody's time. Basically, sounds like, according to this story, all afternoon yesterday in the state Senate. Complete waste of time. Jim Runstead stood up against it. Senator Joseph Bellino Jr. stood up against it. Complete waste of time. And we paid you guys to be there. Unbelievable. Well, we'll see where this goes when these bills get sent over to the House Republicans. See, got enough time? Yes, I do. Let's talk about Ted Nugent. Motor City Madman testifies on DNR regulations. Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Commission are the enemies of conservation, according to Ted Nugent. Native Michigander, rock musician, and outdoorsman. While testifying in front of the House Committee on Natural Resources and Tourism, House Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture, Rural Development, and House oversight regarding the weaponization of state government, Nugent said, there are some people in this room that are stupid enough to listen to the lying anti-hunting media that have lied or falsely accused me of many things. Nugent testified on experiences that he's had with the DNR as well as the NRC that have hindered his outdoor recreation. Who is the man that can intervene between God's nature and my recreational sporting in spiritual connection to the good earth? Nugent argued that the DNR has ran hunters or sportsmen completely out of this state with their regulations and their ticketing. Nugent said he was reprimanded once by an officer who told him that he wasn't allowed to hunt from a tree. Nugent said, "No man has control over me climbing a tree." Ted talked about ballot proposal G of 1996, which gave the NRC the ability to make quote-unquote scientific decisions regarding hunting. He said that he begs the committee members on behalf of the people that he talks to get rid of the violations that came from that stupid proposal back in 1996. Nugent said he was once sued by the DNR, claiming that he had fed and was housing feral Russian boar on his property. Well, he said that doesn't make any sense, because feral refers to escaped domesticated animals, and his were all contained. And he also said Russian boar is not a specific species outside of being a male pig in Russia. There is no species as a Russian boar. What you have basically here is people who don't even know what they're talking about. Well, Democrats questioned the timing and the value of hearing while the budget and other pressing issues before the legislative days, with only a few of them left during summer break. One Democrat on the panel wanted to hear the real point of it all. Kind of interesting. The real tragedy is here is a self-discipline exercise to continue forcing us to sit through this bullshit. I have no doubt that there are likely very real issues and dumb regulations enforced by this state. But this overheated, insane rhetoric of today's hearing is not very productive, said State Representative Noah Arbit of West Bloomfield. Got a little contentious, needless to say, in that committee hearing. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Well, the bottom line, a couple of text messages that have come in. I live by the state and the U.S. Constitution. Absolutely agree with that statement 100%. They can pass all these laws they want. Doesn't apply to me. I'm going to live my life the way I want. And I don't really care about any of these laws. They can pass them. They can sign them into law. It's not going to change the way I live my life. Well, probably because you're a law-abiding citizen, you're not going to be caught. You're not going to be challenged with any of these laws being forced against you anyway. But here's the problem. These Democrats are wanting to make these felonies. These aren't just misdemeanors with a slap on the wrist and a fine. You're talking prison. And here's the main point. This issue, folks, is the last platform item for the Republican Party. Gay marriage, it's over. Obergefell decision, doubt that the United States Supreme Court would overturn it ever, it's not going to happen. Abortion rights, it's over, especially in the state of Michigan. Why? It's in our Constitution. Limited government. Stop excessive spending in our federal budget, not going to happen. States are the only ones that are forced to have balanced budgets. If they can't balance their budget, they can't pass it. It can't be signed into law. The only budget that you're going to balance is at the state level. And look at what the Democrats want to do to the state spending this year. Well, there's one item left on the Republican platform. This is the defining issue. This is it. This is the last one that defines whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat. Pro-Second Amendment or anti-Second Amendment? If you're pro-Second Amendment, you're a Republican. If you're against guns, You're against the Second Amendment. You're a Democrat. Some people, okay, believe that they are not pro-Second Amendment Republicans. You know what they are? They're Democrats that run as Republicans. Folks, do you realize that in the state of Michigan, the state constitution has the strongest pro-Second Amendment article in its state constitution in the entire country? Did you know that? Michigan state constitution, as amended in 1963, kept the original Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms. Quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period. End quote. It's all it says. It's on the very first page of the state of Michigan's constitution. If you don't believe me, look it up. Get a state constitution of the state of Michigan. Page 1 at the very bottom. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself in the state, period. There's no mention of a well-regulated militia. There is nothing in there about the rights shall not be infringed. It doesn't say any of that. Our state constitution of the state of Michigan is the best, strongest pro-Second Amendment constitution in the country. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period. And these Democrats want to pass laws to restrict those rights. Sorry, it's in our state constitution. Oh, by the way, the very one that you raised your hand and swore to defend and uphold. Both the U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, in our stronger Article 1, Section 6 state constitution. If you guys want me to send you the state constitution, Article 1, Section 6, text me Michigan or MI. Text me Michigan or MI and I'll send it to you. I just sent it to Chip over in Sheboygan. What part of shall not be infringed do they not understand? Exactly. Show this to any state rep or state senator and ask them why are they doing it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.